Taking a look first at your news for the hour. State Representative Joseph Pavlov last week voted in support of legislation giving more Michigan communities the option to allow golf carts on local roads if local leaders determine that it makes sense for their area. House Bill 4644 would increase the population threshold for cities, villages, and townships that may authorize golf cart use on local streets from 30,000 up to 65,000 residents. The legislation does not require any community to allow golf carts. Instead, it will be giving local governments that authority in order to make that decision based on their own roads, public safety considerations, and community needs. House Bill 4644 was approved by the House and now advances to the Senate for consideration. And another news for today. Shortly after 5 p.m. earlier today, Tuesday, June the 16th, Huron Central Dispatch received a call regarding smoke being seen out on Heisterman Island off of Fairhaven Township. Additional calls making similar claims continued to follow. The island is state-owned and uninhabited with no buildings on it. However, boaters and hunters are no stranger to the island, especially during fall hunting season. Strong thunderstorms went through the area earlier today, and the current theory is that possibly a lightning strike could have started a fire there. The Huron County Sheriff's Office responded with an airboat and a drone, with the assistance of the Caseville Fire Department in bringing the airboat to the scene. The drone pilot, Officer Lieutenant Newman, ended up getting an opportunity between storms in order to survey the island. Authorities were concerned that if the fire were related to some type of an emergency situation, such as an airplane crash, a boating accident, or a camping mishap, that it would need to be investigated. However, no signs of that was present at the scene other than the middle part of the island burning. Michigan Department of Natural Resources fire personnel also responded to determine their course of action. All information gathered was shared with them, and any future updates regarding the incident will be released by them rather than the sheriff's office. No responders were physically sent to the scene, and the response was limited to only the drone flight over the island. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Some additional road work will be done in Lake Township at an additional cost. The Lake Township Board of Trustees approved having the Huron County Road Commission put down more gravel at a cost of $37,583. With that decided, there will also be some graveling done to parts of Sand Road, Conkey Road, Quarry Road, Old Sand Road, as well as a local cul-de-sac. And in other financial matters, the board had to make some budget adjustments due to BSA Software's increased support costs. To cover the additional expenses, approval was given for transfers to be made from millage housing funds over to computer support costs. And in other news for today, in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment of Jennifer Lynn Ruth, who faces a misdemeanor charge of driving with a suspended, revoked, or denied license, an offense alleged to have occurred on or around the date of June 15th. The potential penalties include up to 93 days in jail and a $500 fine. Miss Ruth, represented by attorney Tammy Salins for the arraignment, stood mute, resulting in a plea of not guilty being entered on her behalf. Attorney Kyle O'Mara has been appointed to represent her for the remainder of the proceedings. Key dates in the case include June 30th of this year, by which the prosecutor must provide a plea offer and discovery. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 14th at 9 a.m., which Miss Ruth is required to attend in person. A $3,500 personal reconnaissance bond was set, meaning no funds are required immediately. Standard bond conditions apply, including a prohibition against leaving Michigan without any court consent. However, an exception was granted for Miss Ruth to travel to Ohio for some medical appointments within the next 2 weeks. She must inform pretrial services of her travel dates and the destination. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Tuesday, June the 16th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.